There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Fresh new week to work with and so much to talk about with you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the text line number. Remember, keep up with us at Facebook and on Twitter, on Instagram, soon to be Venmo. Like Dalton said this before, Venmo, just send the money the one way. Can we do it? Dalton, is there like a one-way Venmo channel where we can just have the money... Oh, by the way, the Venmo story from this morning, I never did even get to. In a second, we'll get to it at some point in the show. We'll get to a story about Venmo. Venmo making people realize that they're not included in social activities. You know, it was Facebook and all that stuff before that was giving people the social anxiety. Now, Venmo, the which I don't have the Venmo on my phone. I know that I get asked about it all the time. Hey, do you have Venmo? I said, I don't. But it's now giving people social anxiety and just angst. We'll talk about that coming up. Also on today's show, in hour number two, a name familiar to a lot of folks around here, author, public speaker, Andy Andrews. He's going to join us. He has a new book out. We'll talk about the book signing coming up in Fairhope with Andy. That's coming up at 1 o'clock. And at 1:30, Brendan Kirby will wade off into the fray of the Little Red Hen discussion. Although, what have we heard the... A couple of side stories here. Number one, there's more than one Little Red Hen restaurant, right? There's more than one... Name that, but there's not another in Lexington, Virginia. But there's been restaurants elsewhere in the country named Little Red Hen that have been just getting inundated with calls. So I can only imagine what the one in Lexington, Virginia. So listen, make sure if you're going to call, you're going to be complaining about Sarah Sanders being kicked out, make sure, number one, you have the right restaurant. Number two, ask yourself what difference you think you'll make by calling them, but make sure you have the right restaurant, okay? And then it's been called the Hen House, a Hen Red. I've seen all the different names. It is the Red Hen, right? The Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. So make sure you know if you're calling with that, the Red Hen, not the Little Red Hen, like I said earlier. Okay, keep doing that. Red Hen, not Little Red Hen, not Hen House. It's Red Hen. But Brendan Kirby will join us to talk about that. And the story he has up over at Yellowhammer News, the graying of Alabama, why we are, as a state, getting older than other states in trending. It's an interesting it's a demographic study that Brendan does, and he'll join us at 1:30 for that. Also, in our three big things, stories that are trending right now, I don't know how big the entourage that will show up tomorrow clad in USA Jags jackets and shirts, probably not jackets, shirts and hats and colors and all that, because a large turnout of Jags fans are supposed to be at the Mobile City Council meeting tomorrow to support the proposed new football stadium and encouraging the city of Mobile and also Mobile County to fund a portion of this stadium. The push here is to move the city of Mobile out, for example, we talked about last week, out of the business of running Lad Peoples, maybe, and taking that money and directing it towards something on the USA campus. So we'll talk about this meeting, of course, tomorrow with County Commission and Mobile City Council meeting. And they said they have a big group of people that are Jags fans to show up and make their voice heard. So that's one of our big stories that you can check out and interact with on our website. Also, the tragic story over the weekend And we still, you know, our prayers are with the family. Don't have a whole bunch of information, obviously, because of the situation that it is. But news for the Attorney General, Steve Marshall's wife passing over the weekend. Her death, Bridget Gentry Marshall, reported early yesterday morning on Twitter. I saw it first on Alabama Political Reporter, alreporter.com. Elected officials and ranking Republicans have confirmed the news. Governor Ivey has offered condolences. Many people in the state have offered condolences, but a man who is running in this runoff right now, he is was down here quite a bit, was just in the studio last week. It's his wife, Steve Marshall, Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Bridget Gentry Marshall, dying over the weekend. So that's one of the stories as well. And then the number one story that has people talking today, this report out that here we go again, right? What was it? It's deja vu. All over again, to cite a baseball phrase there, right, from a particular baseballer. Now the Trump administration may put 25,000, and listen, I'm reading the headline from our news partners at KRG. Before y'all get into a semantics argument with me, you know what I'm talking about, what I say, but the headline from KRG says, the Trump administration may put 25,000 immigrants into Baldwin County. Now, I would say, are they illegal aliens? Are they legal? We don't know, you know, the status, but a lot of people say these are people that are caught on the border that are awaiting a hearing. Most likely, could it be illegal aliens, right? This idea of two facilities, Navy Outlying Field Wolf in Orange Beach and Navy Outlying Field Silver Hill, to house these, as they say in the headline here, immigrants. Do you remember when this happened a couple years ago? Right, a couple years ago this happened. It was a big stir as the Obama administration then was talking about putting a facility like this right here or moving people to one of the facilities in our area. Well, it's back again, and we're going to talk about this in depth when we come back. I want to hear from you as well, but Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott's going to join us. He's going to talk about it. He was in the battle last time that this came up, and we'll find out what's happening this time, how they're going to protest this, what the mechanism is. And my question, too, is why does this keep coming up? Why do these two places keep coming up as the Department of the Navy and Homeland Security looking for a place to put, in this case, immigrants in the story? I would say probably most likely the majority, maybe not all, illegal immigrants. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Text line is 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, by the way, that is the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you support the Trump administration possibly housing as many as 25,000 immigrants in a tent city in Baldwin County? Vote and let us know when you do that. The front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, coming right back, Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott's going to join us, and you're a big part of this, so we'll hear from you on the text line first and then on the phone line at 343-0106. It's Midday Mobile, FM Talk 1065.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:17, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Yeah, you thought it might be like but news story-wise, an easy Monday easing into the news cycle. Au contraire, it never stops. And to talk about what are the top three things in our big story this today on our website at fmtalk1065.com, possibly 25,000, deem them how you want, illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, depends on the headline you read, could possibly be coming to Baldwin County. And you say, wait a second, I remember something like this a couple years ago. And joining us in studio, District 2 Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott, to talk more about this. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And I'll just go ahead and clear it up. They're illegal immigrants.
Okay. This, you know, you look at the headlines, like, we'll post a headline from a story from a news partner, and some of you are like, I can't believe you're doing that. I said, go back and listen to the litany of this show. Used illegal immigrants a long time because it's descriptive. If we post a headline, doesn't mean we're trying to undo turbine. We're just posting the headlines with our news partners. All right. So Also, let's put this to rest. This has happened before.
We have been exactly here before, almost exactly 2 years ago. And that's the frustrating thing about this. I think what we've got is really some career bureaucrats at Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, and frankly, even DOD, that are still left over from the Obama administration that are proposing these two sites in Baldwin County. That's going to be OLF Wolf in Josephine off of County Road 95.
OLF meaning?
Outlying Landing Field. Thanks. Okay. So these are now mothballed landing fields that were once used to train Navy pilots. The T-36 landed there quite a bit. It has a boy. I used to watch him land and take off. Now they're flying the T-6 Texan, and it just doesn't have enough room at these facilities. So
not long enough.
It's not long enough. So They're not using these facilities. They're vacant. They're mothballed, and they're just not in use. So when DOD starts running around looking at where can we put 25,000 people real quick, these two sites keep popping up, and that's our issue.
That's why, because I guess so. When somebody up there goes in the federal government version of VRBO and starts looking for a place to house 25,000, and clicks it comes up these two places. So it is important to point out, though, that 2 years ago, a lot of people called this radio station, talked about this, and said, this is the Obama administration, putting the crunch on Alabama because we don't support him, this and that. But it sounds to me like this is more just bureaucratic, doing the same thing every time, plug A into B.
Right, and I think that's fair. I mean, I really do. Okay. I think this is a mid-level government problem where they're seeing vacant land that they can, that they can work with. And that's our point. And you mentioned this earlier on. Sheriff Mack, myself, and Commissioner Dorsey all leave first thing Wednesday morning to fly to D.C. to make this point directly to Homeland Security folks, Health and Human Services folks, and Department of Defense folks. Senator Shelby's office and Congressman Burns' office have set these meetings up for us. Good. We've been in constant communication with them over the weekend. It was a really fun weekend, by the way.
Yeah, because this dropped on Friday, right?
Late afternoon, yeah. But we've got all of that set up. We're going to go up there and really make the same argument that we made before. And that's not necessarily an argument about the immigration debate. It's an argument about these facilities and the inadequacy of these facilities. There's no infrastructure. There's no water. There's no sewer. There's no power. We're going to make the argument about hurricanes. We have hurricanes here.
I think that one is one of the more compelling this morning. If you would have to evacuate 25,000 people that have no family, friends here, right, no vehicles.
Well, and the one in Josephine in particular, I mean, those that are familiar with Baldwin County, this is right up the road from Pirates Cove. I mean, it's right there on the water. Yeah. And to have, 25,000 or half it, 12,000 there in Josephine in tents is crazy. There's no infrastructure. The fence is like a two-line barbed wire fence. I mean, the amount of infrastructure that have to be put in these facilities is staggering to make them anywhere near accommodating for folks like this. And then you get into the question, why are we putting 25,000 illegal aliens in Baldwin County? Why are we moving them so far away from the border?
Right.
Why?
So can you answer? Because a lot of us have that question, Chris, but we don't have an answer because we asked it this morning. Are there not, is there not anywhere between the Texas border and here that could accommodate them?
Well, and that's exactly the question we're going to be asking of DOD and DHS when Commissioner Dorsey and myself and Sheriff Mack go up on Wednesday. And I think those are the same questions that Richard Shelby, Senator Shelby, and Congressman Byrne asked last time. I mean, this is I think the best line over the weekend was somebody asked Bradley, why, how are you going to defuse this? What are you going to do to work this out? Is it legislative, or how are you going to make sure this doesn't happen? He said, I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. I'm going to get Chris and Tucker and Hoss, and we're going to go. He said, we've got the band back together. And unfortunately, the letter I sent to Senator Shelby's office this morning was the same letter that I sent 2 years ago with the same points.
It's like, okay, and now to whom it may concern at DHS.
Exactly. We looked up the new the new HHS right? liaison. Of course, we knew the new DHS liaison, but that's exactly right. I mean, it was Groundhog Day.
Go. Okay, from the text line, a lot of questions coming in here, too. If they propose this, they said, and I know you don't even want to get to this point because you're going to keep it from happening, but said, how long would these temporary sites be up? 2 months, 3 months, a year? What's the proposed
there's not an answer to that, and that's something we'll of course be asking. But I'm telling you right now, this is not happening on my watch. There is no way we're going to let this happen. This is the wrong thing for Baldwin County. This is the wrong thing to be humane to these illegal aliens. This is the wrong answer. And we've got the clout now that we need with Senator Shelby and Senator Byrne in D.C. to make sure this doesn't happen. We just got to make sure we pull the right lever when it's time. Now, to answer your question, I have a tremendous amount of respect for our U.S. military, and I bet those Navy CBs could have it up and running in about a week and a half,
yeah,
and could keep it running for as long as they needed to. We just want them to not do that and do it somewhere else.
Sure, okay, because this will come back to, you know, the NIMBY discussion, sure, right? And people, listen, anywhere that's, I think, California, where else, Arizona and Alabama were on the short list, maybe one other facility. So, listen, anybody in those individual communities are going to say, not here, but you do make an argument here that they can't. Hurricane situation, also putting somebody, let's be frank, we can all go through it, and yes, a lot of us worked outside, a lot of us still work outside all summer. I'm lucky enough to be inside, but when I was a young guy, worked outside all summers, did that, all those things, but it is inhumane to some degree to challenge somebody to be on a, you know, living on a tarmac in the middle of August in Baldwin County, Alabama.
It's rough. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, our troops do it overseas,
yep,
and I have a hard time suggesting that we ought to treat these folks better than we treat our troops. On the merits of it, though, this is just a bad location. There's not the infrastructure here for these folks. They're going to have to be moved if there's a hurricane. We're long overdue. There's just a lot of other locations that would be a whole lot better. And I hate to say it, but there are a lot of places out there that fancy themselves as sanctuary cities.
Yep.
I think all of those would be great locations
there
for these folks.
So I'm going to let you grab those headphones right there and pop those on. We're going to grab a couple calls here at 343-0106, 343-0106. I'm not blowing you away. The volume okay?
Good to go.
All right. Let's go to Tommy in Sims. You're on with Chris Elliott.
Good afternoon, Chris. Sean, love the show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Two points here. First one is, what makes Baldwin County think they're any better than any other county or state in the union? They're not. They get just as much right to put them there as they do anywhere else in the country. But he made a valid point right there just now. The CBs could have this up and running with water and air conditioning and everything else in a matter of weeks. But his better point is, send them all to these sanctuary cities. That's the place for them to go. They
there
want to be a sanctuary city? Okay. There you go. Here's 25,000 here, 50,000 there.
There you go. So just bring them in whatever parks or public space they have and set up camp there.
Bingo. I guarantee you that there's parks and recreation areas in all these little cities of San Francisco.
All right. Very good. Tommy, I appreciate the call. Chris, can you take that as you're heading, what, Wednesday up to Washington?
Headed to Wednesday to Washington to make an argument very similar to that. If you've got to put them somewhere, put them somewhere where the elected officials and the populace is saying they want them. And that would be those sanctuary cities. Suits me.
Yeah, and listen, this is, I mean, part of this, obviously, there's a big part of this where people say, not in my backyard. I hear what Tommy's saying. At the same time, it just seems inefficient to me. There may be, and often, unlike most people that are in the talk radio business, I'll admit there may be a piece of this information I don't have, that I don't know. But by the information I have now, it seems incredibly inefficient to take somebody who was at McAllen, Texas, for example, who's, you know, picked up trying to cross near McAllen, and transport them to Baldwin County, Alabama, to be detained with others there. To then, if things go like I think they're going to go, to have these hearings done back on the border, to put folks back on a bus and take them back down the border for trial day.
Absolutely. They need to be detained and housed right there at the border. That's the answer to this.
Get them in front of a judge, make the decision, boom.
And move along. I mean, you see all across the globe when you have these types of immigrant crises, those immigrants are housed right there on the border until
right.
There's a solution. And listen, it is a sad situation. There's
yes.
no question about it. And I have a certain amount of empathy for these folks. But at the end of the day, my job is to represent the people of Baldwin County, and that's exactly what I'm going to do here.
All right, let's do this. Let's talk to somebody from Baldwin County, Sean, downtown Fish River. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys, let me tell you why this isn't going to happen.
Homeland Security directed every branch of the service to submit a list of available space that wasn't being used, and they were going to go through and look at what was most cost effective. And there's just no way they would ever pick a field out the middle of Baldwin County.
Well, Sean, I tend to agree with you. We made that point successfully to them 2 years ago, but the last thing I want to do is not take this seriously and let this sneak in under the wire. So, and Sheriff Mack and Commissioner Dorsey certainly feel the same way, as does Congressman Byrne and Senator Shelby. So we're going to make sure we are as ahead of this as possible so that, forgive the pun, but we nip it in the bud. And I'll take it one step further. I've been in conversations with Tony Kennan, the mayor of Orange Beach, and some of our other commissioners as well. We're going to try to everything we can to purchase these unused landing fields from the Navy so that they're not in their inventory to be considered anymore. We're going to go ahead and take that off their plate so they're not tempted.
Sean, appreciate the call. So is that a thing that can be done that a county can propose to purchase federal lands?
Now, purchasing something from the feds is not easy, and it's usually pretty time consuming. There's no
question.
Yeah,
it's tough to get comps on that.
Yeah. It is. There's no question. No question about it. But, you know, you have to demonstrate a public use. I've told you already, we have an existing contract with the Navy to use this facility as a staging area for all of our post-disaster recovery. The American Red Cross, the National Guard, the Power Company are all coming to OLF Silver Hill in Bell Forest to stage right after an emergency, right? You've got all that influx coming in to help us out after a hurricane. That is our demonstrated public purpose. We could certainly use the land for that. The Navy is not using the land, period. They're not taking off anything. They're not landing anything. They're not doing anything with it. Same is true in Josephine. It borders Orange Beach. Mayor Kennan's interested in that. And I think that at the end of the day, the best thing to do, nip this in the bud, get this off the federal government's inventory. We'll take care of it. We won't ever deal with this problem again.
All right. We've got folks stacked up. And I tell you what, we're going to run the news break, come back. We'll come straight to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, a lot of texts coming in here, so we'll get those and we'll present those questions to Chris Elliott, let him answer those for you, and you can hop on 343-0106. We'll check in with Dr. Bill, get an update on our forecast, and look at the tropics, and then we'll return right here. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
This is the first time Nana on Twitter taking Congressman Byrne to task. I guess I'm getting brought along on the coattails there. Nana, like somebody's Nana, like Grandma Nana, she's taken to task. It's interesting. Oh, by the way, too, the Twitter feed, you could open up Twitter feed from this morning. If you'd like to see what a showdown, you've probably seen it at your own home before, but I did get lucky enough to snap the picture, a showdown between our dogs and the possum that start off this morning. You want to see what that face-to-face, that stare-down looks like between a marsupial and some canines. It leads the Twitter feed. But listen, after that, we're talking a lot about this proposal for 25,000 immigrants, illegal aliens, use your own term, whatever, to be moved to Baldwin County. Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey and Chris Elliott and Hoss Mack, that y'all are going meeting with
Senator Shelby, DHS, DOD, and Congressman Byrne on Wednesday.
I was wondering, Doug Jones.
You know,
Senator Jones, anything?
Probably will stop by if we've got some time.
Okay. No, I think that's smart. But any comment from him on this? You hear anything?
I haven't heard anything, and I've met Senator Jones several times in D.C., but I haven't reached out to him. In all fairness, probably ought to do that. It's not a bad idea.
So. Okay. So I just wonder, because I've been kind of looking around, didn't see anything. All right. And y'all are working on this as a team. Obviously, you're District 2,
right?
District 3 for Tucker Dorsey. But this is something, obviously, that's germane to the entire county.
Right, and in Baldwin County, we do things a little differently than in Mobile County. We represent the whole county. So I represent from Little River up in the north part of the county to Orange Beach in the south part of the county, and so does Tucker. So we represent the whole county.
So you don't have a jurisdiction line where you stop?
Nope, we don't. So we're whole county guys, and we think that way, and that's one of the things I really like about it, is it's kind of like we don't have that not my problem type of attitude. We're all on the same team and getting this done.
All right, very good. So it doesn't matter. I mean, Jackson, Magnolia Springs, but listen, it's inside your area no matter what, and you're on with Chris Elliott. Hey, Jack.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear, Jack. Just make sure to turn down your radio so we don't feedback.
Yes, sir. You could put them in the state park. They got water and electric, air-conditioned bathhouses, and all that. And you could put a little $20 fan in there. That's better than what we had in Vietnam.
There you go. Jack, I appreciate your service.
They broke the law. They broke the law when they come over here. So everybody in Alabama that's married and got children, they should let them out. And if that don't work, put them in Nancy Pelosi's subdivision.
There we go. I'll see if there's any vacant lots in there. I'm not sure. We'll check that. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your service to our country. All right. Let's go to Bob in Mobile next. You're on with Chris Elliott.
Hey, guys. I know that I'm across the pond from you, but I wanted to say I appreciate you guys standing up for the area because I think it affects us all. I read an article over the weekend. I want to say it was on the Fox News website where there was a camp and some children just left it. There were some teenage kids that just got up and left, and the word from the officials were that we're not a detention center. We can't keep them from leaving. Is that kind of what we're dealing with here? We're going to have just a revolving door in Baldwin County?
Well, Bob, that's something we're certainly very concerned about. I mean, what is the level of security? How many folks are going to be guarding these people? And again, you mentioned kids. We're not talking about just children anymore. We're talking about
nobody believes that.
Exactly.
That's all children.
Exactly. This is 25,000 illegal immigrants that came here illegally, that have broken the law to get here, and they're under threat of deportation. What in the world makes you think, you know, they're not going to run off? And I don't mean you, Bob, but I mean others. You're absolutely right. They're going to try to run off. There's no question about it. And that's one of the things that Sheriff Mack and I have discussed, the burden on law enforcement to make sure that we provide security for our residents.
I don't know how you could do it. It would have to be, probably this is just academic at this point, because you feel good that you're going to use the same taxes last time to shut this down. But if not, yeah, the question would be, is it federal agency that's doing the policing and security there, or is it incumbent upon Baldwin County Sheriff or some kind of municipal law enforcement?
Well, and in all fairness to our federal partners, clearly they're already overtaxed because they got in to begin with.
Touché. Bob, thanks for the call. Let's go to Fireball in Foley next. Hey, Fireball.
Hey, guys, y'all doing a fantastic job today, I'm telling you.
Thank you, man.
I don't know where are these people coming from?
Well, from what I understand, Fireball, they're coming from Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico. It's a Central America thing, and they're all coming north. And in all fairness, they're fleeing a really tough situation. It's an economic situation in part, but there's also some very legitimate violence there. The problem is they're also bringing some of that violence with them, and we're seeing that. You've heard the discussions of MS-13 and others, and that's just something I cannot allow in Baldwin County.
Well, I mean, let me just interject this. Hold on one second. I would interject that probably as a percentage, you would say MS-13 is not the majority of the people coming in. It's a real threat, but it's not the majority of people coming in. I would just stick with the idea of you got to come in the country legally. I'm not judging. You know, I've liked the idea of a blinder on, and you make these judgments. If you do it correctly, you do it legally. I don't care where you look like, where you come from, even though we have percentages and quotas and all that. But you have to do it. You have to obey the law when you come in.
Absolutely. I mean, and we have a significant Hispanic population in Baldwin County. I mean, and they do a lot of the work in Baldwin County. I'm a contractor, you know, in the construction field, in our tourism industry, you know, cleaning certainly, and then also in our agricultural industry. We have a tremendous amount of folks that are immigrants to this country or on proper work visas, mm-hmm. that are doing the work that, frankly, a lot of Americans don't want to do. They are a vital part.
I would argue they don't want to do it for the money offered. I mean, you pick any of the tough job. If hey, you hit a certain number, I'd be like, y'all, we're going to do a best of on the radio station for the next year. I'm going to go take that job.
Fair point. Okay. But at the rate that the market is bearing right now, there we just don't have the workforce that wants to do it. So they're a vital part of our economy. But it's important to note you have to come here legally. And even in the in the case where you're fleeing some persecution somewhere, there is a process for
asylum
that.
Process.
Absolutely.
Well, and Fireball, appreciate the question and the call. You know, that's one of my situations that you mentioned, Guatemala and Honduras. And I'm just know enough to get myself in trouble on this, but I think the way the law or an amendment that's probably 15 years old reads, we can't turn somebody around unless they are from it. We can turn a Mexican around or we can turn a Canadian around, but if you're from any other country, we can't turn you around.
Yeah, and, right? And I'll be honest with you, I have to look at the federal
I think there was an amendment to the federal immigration law that said, because it was dealing with human trafficking or something that affected, if you have somebody that's caught legally crossing the border and they're not from the border country, then you got to detain them.
Well, but we're clearly seeing that's being abused.
Big time.
Those claims of asylum are being abused. I mean, you look at the percentage uptick. They're seeing that this is something they can take advantage of. They're taking advantage of it. But that's a federal issue for our friends, Byrne and Senator Shelby.
Oh, it's so nice hearing somebody say that. That's not conflating what duties fall to what parts of the governments of this republic. That was delightful. I like that. Good. Score a big one there. You're going to get a gold star. Robert in Daphne up next. Hey, Robert, you're on with Chris Elliott.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sean, hey, love the show. Hey, as a fellow South Alabamian and a member of Baldwin County, I want to say, what petition do I have to sign to not let this happen? And I say that to say this. If you put a detention center here for illegal immigrants coming from South America, you are going to completely change the demographics of Baldwin and Mobile County from a place that is a tourist attraction and farmers into a community that could potentially be criminals, MS-13, cartel members, mules. And if you think that South Alabamans they're going to sit back and let this happen, you are sadly mistaken.
Well, Robert, I'd agree with you, and if anybody thinks that I'm going to sit by and let this happen, then they're mistaken as well. There will be an online petition on our Facebook page and website by the end of the day, and I'd encourage you to go look there. And I intend to carry that with me to Washington to show not only to our elected officials who frankly are on board. I mean, Congressman Byrne has been probably the best teammate on this that we could ever hope for, and frankly, Senator Shelby is probably the fourth most powerful person in the entire world right now.
right.
So at the end of the day, we really couldn't do any better as far as advocates go. But we're going to take that petition with us. Sheriff Mack said, somebody asked him, who are you going to meet with? And he said, everybody. And I like that answer. He said, I'm going to tell everybody that this is the wrong idea. So we're going to take that petition. But check our website, check our Facebook page later today, and we'll have that up. But you're right.
My signature will be on that end of day.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And you're absolutely right. This will harm property values. This will harm the quality of life we have in Baldwin County, and we got to get ahead of it and fix it.
All right, we'll come back to the phones next, 343-0106, 343-0106, and we'll, Dalton, we'll get those links up so people can go if they do want to sign that petition, go directly to the Facebook page. District 2 Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott in studio with us right here on Midday Mobile. By the way, Andy Andrews coming up at 105.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:50, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Monday style. Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott, part of a delegation heading to Washington on Wednesday to do like a Groundhog Day, like you said earlier. It's something y'all did 2 years ago to say, hey, no.
It's exactly the same thing. We just got to get the same message we got across last time, that these facilities are simply not suited for the intended purpose here.
I will say, but coming straight to the phones, but this gem of genius from Jerry on the text line. I like this, Jerry. If the CBs can build the facility so fast, why don't we just have them build them fast down on the border?
Agree wholeheartedly.
Jerry, I like that, Jerry. Let's go to Ben in West Mobile, and you're up first. You're on with Chris Elliott.
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Our family has connections in Baldwin County even before statehood, and this whole thing disturbs me. When y'all get to Washington, you may want to make reference to an abandoned air base up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan that was initially used to house evacuees from New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina. And 13 years later, it's my understanding they're still up there. The crime rates have risen astronomically. And so the real danger is not only having a facility set up at these locations, but the permanent nature once they do get set up, because those rural people in the UP are dealing with tremendous crime, and they never even before had to even lock their doors.
I got to research that story. I don't know that one.
I don't either, but I will tell you that historically, when folks move, whether it's from a natural disaster or something like this, they tend not to go back. They stay and become part of the community, and that's something that we just want to avoid.
Ben, I appreciate your call, but I can hear that and say, but if I'm, this is President Trump, right? I mean, he's zero tolerance. It's Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, zero tolerance. If they were at the facility, which I understand the fight against it, but if they were at the facility, my idea would be at some point they're going to go very inefficient, bust them back to the border, get in front of the judge, and then either move on with deporting them or giving them asylum or whatever happens.
Sure, but those that are granted asylum, where do they go? Do they become members of Belle Forest community and just near Daphne? And that's one of the very real concerns that we want to make sure we address when we nip this in the bud here on Wednesday.
Okay, here I'm just guessing. Bill's in Orange Beach. See what he wants to talk about. And this cracks me up. This is if people are driving down I-10 and they're not from here, this is the part of the show y'all won't understand. So let's go to Bill. This is just for all of us in Mobile and Baldwin County. Bill in Orange Beach, what's your suggestion?
Well, this is really simple. All you got to do is when you go up to, like, Washington, just tell them that everything will be fine. You can put it in Point Clear, Alabama. And I guarantee it, before you even walk out the door, that concept and idea will be washed. There will be nothing hurt of that.
Now, that's as inside Baldwin County as you can get right there. That's classic, Bill.
I'm sure there'll be some phone calls made real quick, and we can resolve this whole thing.
You have already freaked out everybody in Point Clear.
Hey, and maybe actually, it's it might help the economy. I mean, you could, maybe put a few. Obviously, they're going to need things done.
Sure.
So, I mean, it could have a, obviously, I'm not for it, but it could have a positive impact for the local economy, but I would rather not take that impact, though. I mean.
There you go, Bill. I appreciate the call. I just like, yes. And so we're clearing up. That was Bill with a Jonathan Swift-like jab. That is not really what's happening. So that's all I need. It's on social media. They said it was going to Point Clear.
Yeah, let's not get that started.
Let's go to Alan in Gulf Shores. Hey, Alan.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, look, this may be an overly simplified idea, but I've listened to to a man, talk about how we've got to fix immigration, but at the same time, you never hear anybody saying, well, this is what we need to do, how we need to fix it. So maybe we simplify the legal process of getting into the country and make it known that we're gonna still vet you, we're gonna still go through the process, but we're gonna speed it up. And then on the illegal side, we're going to turn your butt around and send you home as soon as you get on the as soon as you come into the country illegally.
And I think that's sometimes the simpler solutions are the best ones. And I think you are exactly right. We've got to figure out a way to move things through the court system faster. But if they come here illegally, it's pretty easy to tell that they did, and we ought to put them on a plane and send them right back. I mean, there's no question about that. Somebody asked me earlier, and they said, as a good Christian, what? How do you answer this question?
Are you challenged by that?
Well, absolutely. What would Jesus do to boil it down? And the simple answer, I think, is make sure that they're clothed, make sure that they're fed, make mm-hmm. sure that they're healthy and cared for, and then send them along their way. We need to need to be compassionate, but we cannot let them invade our country. There's a line there.
There we go. Alan, appreciate the call. Let's go to Kim in Mobile next. Hey, Kim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm just wondering, if you can't stop this and the 25,000 refugees are housed in these places, what happens? What's the process after that? Are they imprisoned, basically, can't get out?
That's my understanding, and we'll try to find some more answers out about that when we meet with our folks in D.C. on Wednesday. But yes, ma'am, these folks are detained. They will be detained at these facilities. How well, I don't know. What kind of medical care, school facilities? I've made the argument there's no infrastructure to speak of there. I mean, what are we providing for them? What are we not? And what's the level of security? I don't know the answer to that. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I am not going to let this happen on my watch.
Okay, best of luck to you guys.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Kim. Okay, once again, you have this the petition going up on where is it?
So it'll be Elect Chris Elliott is the Facebook you can search for, and then electchriselliott.com. Both of those will have our Facebook petition, or our probably a change.org petition that okay. folks can sign up.
And then y'all are going to take that with you to Washington.
Yes, we'll take that with us to Washington, so that anybody we run into that may not be a good conservative like mm-hmm. Congressman Byrne and Senator Shelby can see just what the overwhelming feeling is in South Baldwin County here.
Okay. And if you get a chance to see Doug Jones, you're gonna ask and get us word on what he says.
Absolutely. We want to see where he is yeah. and impress him on that issue and see where he is on this issue. These sites are just not suitable from an infrastructure standpoint. You can't get past the facts on that. The immigration argument is certainly something that needs to be had.
Sure.
I'll say it again. That's not a county commissioner's job.
I love it.
I get to deal with roads and bridges and infrastructure.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we simply can't handle 25,000 more folks in Baldwin County. We're the fastest growing county in the state right now. We are busting at the seams. The gentleman made the argument about the economy earlier. We've got the jobs we need. We have one of the mm-hmm. lowest unemployment rates in the state. That's not where our issues are. Our issues are keeping up with what we have, and 25,000 more, frankly, very needy folks is not what we need to do right now.
All right. And then there's some of the overarching points, just pragmatically. If you put 25,000 people on these two facilities, and here comes a category whatever, because they're intense, a category whatever. I just don't know what vehicles are you going to put them in to take everybody away at a two-day notice and get them evacuated.
So we worry about getting tourists out of Orange Beach and
who have their own vehicles.
Exactly. Everybody gets in a Suburban and off you go. Now you got 25,000 people that don't have transportation, which is always one of our concerns when we evacuate folks, is how do we get our county buses to get those people who don't have a car out? We know who those people are. They're pre-registered, etc. And that's just... That's just simply something that we can't feasibly do. Not to mention 25,000 people extra trying to leave Baldwin County. I can't imagine.
There it is. All right. We'll keep up with this. I would like to hear back when you get back from your Wednesday trip to Washington.
You got it.
Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott running for State Senate as well and joining us right here on Midday Mobile. Coming back next hour, Andy Andrews is going to join us and we'll talk to him about a book signing event and the latest book from Andy when we return on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.